Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Hello, this is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman, and it is March 8th, and you can look at our archive and see that there was a gap between the last episode and this episode. And let me just tell you, those know me that from time to time, I do kind of slip off the radar with my regular routine of recording an episode. And this one was for a good cause. I hope you agree with me, because on February 25th, we launched our bookstore. We had our grand opening event. We've been working on it since the first of the year. And that's probably, you'll see specifically when I did my last episode, it was around January. It was something that came about really quickly. The opportunity presented itself. I was actually walking through what is known as the Cobb Galleria Mall here in Atlanta, Georgia. And there were some blank showcase windows in that particular mall. And I inquired as to what it might cost to display just a book or poster in the window and have people come to the website, to the espressokids.com website. But not only did God have bigger plans for me, more than I could have ever foreseen at the beginning of this year, but when the opportunity was clear and I was presented with the option of getting a storefront, I knew it was by the grace of God, and it wasn't for me to question. And so I leapt on that opportunity, and the angel, I would say, and the vessel that he used to present this opportunity or to make this opportunity possible is none other than Annie Hodges, or Anna, known for Anna's Place, a store, an anchor store in the Cobb Galleria that has been there for 21 years. The gallery itself, I think, has only been there for about 27 or so, 27, 28 years. And it's been in many different forms. But Anna's Place, Anna herself, Anna Hodges, has been in the business of both interior design as well as fashion. And she had an original store out in Stone Mountain. So her career has spanned over 23 years, but 21 of those years has been at the Cobb Galleria. So she is living history, and I'm going to talk a lot more about Anna, but this is mainly just to just give a shout out and to thank her for being that vessel of God and hearing God to present to me the opportunity and giving me the name of who to speak to. And that was Lynn Flanders. And in that one conversation, was offered the opportunity to rent in a mall where they were not renting spaces. Cobb Galleria, when you go to Cobb Galleria or if you've been to it, you'll know that it's going through many changes, through transformations. It's evolving coming out of COVID. Like any other mall, that closed down during COVID, as they are bouncing back, they're rethinking a lot of things, and things have been in the work for quite some time with the Cobb Galleria. But needless to say, it's still a running mall with about, I'm going to say about 15 businesses in it. There's many shops that are not open, and it's not a typical mall where it's open 7 days a week, your typical mall hours. These are considered specialty shops. And that's what I really want to emphasize, is that Galleria Mall is made up of small business owners, entrepreneurs, many of them are women-owned, and this being International Women's Day, it's a perfect time to point out that they're women-owned. There are many Black-owned businesses, Black female-owned businesses, and just minority-owned. So there are, when you're looking for representation and want to support small business, locally-owned businesses, entrepreneurs, and again, minority-owned, women-owned businesses, you can go to Cobb Galleria and get a lot of your shopping needs met there. They have jewelry stores. They have a barber and hair salons. They have, and when I say jewelry, there's fine jewelry. There is a bead store where beautiful, unique creations. There is a gift shop with a plethora of beautiful collectibles. There are stores that have high-end fashion from local designers known as Design Phase. And then there is the Men's Gallery, which has been outfitting Atlanta for over 15 years. The owner, Robert Washington, has been there for 15 years as well. And when you look in his windows, you're going to see a unique, one-of-a-kind fashion, something that you might see on stage or someone on reality television. I mean, just something that really kind of stands out, gives you a unique look for whatever event. But it's the corridor where Robert Washington's Men's Gallery is located is connected to the Waverly Hotel, where a lot of high-end events go on. And Robert is the go-to place for travelers from wherever who need that one or two pieces or something to differentiate them and don't want to go to the mall or box stores for that, whether it's an accessory, hat, shoes, whatever it is. A lot of times you might think that men's clothes can be bland. You will not think that when you go by the Men's Gallery. And I happen to be right next door to the Men's Gallery. So when you find his store, you will find the Espresso Bookstore. And we call it Bookstore Etc. because it's much more than a bookstore. And some of you already know my story. I wrote one book, and it was called Smart Sarah. And it is dedicated to and named after my mother, in honor of my mother, Sarah. And then to follow was a book to honor my father, Preston Sanders Jr., which I shortened for PJ for the kids' sake, since it was they're both children's book. But during the pandemic, there was such a need for parents to find things to engage the kids and excite them about learning from home that I developed a curriculum around all things STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. And then with along with the curriculum came other merchandising, which is the book bags, the T-shirts, but also in the realm of education, there are puzzles and there are workbooks, card games, just all different, even hands-on kits where they're making and building stuff. Kids, like most adults, they learn through hands-on. They learn by doing. And so sometimes the way typical school is set up, where it's just reading and reciting and memorizing and hearing lectures and trying to sit still and be quiet, isn't working for a lot of kids. And it's not through any fault of their own. We adults have to admit that we don't even like that style of learning. I do a lot of adult training and teaching, and I do everything I can to make it engaging and interactive. Adults won't sit still for it, so why do we expect children with all their energy and imagination to sit still? So that is the Espresso Books, etc. And the other part that we try to focus on as well in the store is celebrating teachers. And I consider them on the front lines, both before, during, and even after COVID, because they too are trying to work with a system that doesn't necessarily work for them. And so they're not able, they go in and the teaching field to engage young minds and find that instead they're fighting a uphill battle, and our store wants to support them. And as I continue to talk about some of the other stores in the Cobb Galleria, and not just mine, and for those of you listening, the Cobb Galleria is at One Galleria Parkway in Atlanta, Georgia. That's right at the corridor where there is 75 and 285. You'll find the Braves Stadium and the Battery. You'll find Cumberland Mall. It's a very busy intersection, but don't overlook the Cobb Galleria. You may know the Event Center, where lots of major things go on at the Cobb Galleria Center. Just recently, there was a Bridal Expo, the Black College Expo. There was a flooring show, the big shoe show, men's clothing show known as the Cobb Show. There's always something going on up there. A home show is coming. A homeschooling show is coming. Pinners, those who do Pinterest, some of the big shows coming. So visit the CobbGalleria.com website to see the full calendar of events. I challenge you to go this whole year without at least once going to an event at the Cobb Galleria. But what people don't always realize is there's the Cobb Galleria section. And then right out front of the Cobb Galleria, you'll see Murphy's, which is a restaurant with amazing food, not just your typical bar food. I'm just being honest. But it's owned by Dale Murphy, the Braves baseball player. So it's a popular spot for people to go before they go to the Braves game. And you can even park over at the Cobb Galleria and walk over to the Braves and the Battery. But in doing so, take the time to, on that lower level, the same level as Murphy's restaurant, when you walk through that door, walk through that mall. And you may pass a couple of stores that aren't currently open, But if you continue to walk through the entire structure, what you will find is some hidden gems. And those are the ones that I've named. But specifically, one of the biggest ones that you're going to come across is Anna's Place. She's right beside the subway kiosk, which is in the middle of the center court, the food court. And then as you keep going and going on around the corner, that's where you'll find those other stores, the Galleria gift shop, the design phase, and then continue down that hallway and you'll also see the men's gallery. And also a award-winning artist has her gallery right there at the end of that hallway as you go into the Waverly as well. Absolutely look in the window, and if something catches your eye, make sure and call her. Now, coming back toward the subway, and when you go down the next corridor, because there's a fork, you're also going to find MCM, which is a health and wellness store and center. A beautiful young lady runs that, and you want to stop in and just engage in conversations on how to continue to maintain a healthy lifestyle and living. She's got a great line of services that she can offer you. Also, as you come back into that main area across the food court, I mentioned what I didn't mention was a store called the Warm Front, which is also a venue in itself where baby showers can be held. Down the line is a fine jewelry store, which I love going into. You're going to find some amazing watches, some just amazing European products and brands that you just don't find. They have exclusive to many of these brands, and you're going to find just some unique products. Also across the court is what's known as Gemstone Glam, and what really excites me about Gemstone Glam is that they offer classes. You can make your own bracelets. There's a lot to know about it, and the owner, her name is Ray, will walk you through it. You can do it as a girl's night out. You can do it as a couple. You can do it as part of your bridal party, bridal shower, and everybody comes out with a unique bracelet. And also great for teen and tween and even young girl birthday parties, mother-daughter events. So there's a lot of opportunity there as well for a unique day out and destination kind of event. And then I got to take you back to Anna's. As I mentioned to you, Anna's Place is an anchor store, and I left the best for last because what a lot of people may not realize, unlike anywhere else, any other store that you can go to in any mall in Atlanta, Anna is the actual creator of the clothing line that you see. Anna has several clothing lines and clothing labels to cover a variety of events and women and lifestyles. But they are all beautiful and unique, one-of-a-kind creations. When you go in there, what you will find is that when she has a particular piece of fabric, she only makes three outfits out of that material. So not only will you not find other people walking around with that same material, of those three garments that she makes, each of those three are unique, completely unique, like none other. She just is a when she makes her garments, it's artistry. It's not just that she's making something. She doesn't do these from patterns other than the patterns that the vision that is given to her. But that's why they are all so unique. Unique as and then they further, she's able to refine them on the spot to your body type and body shape. She is a master of looking at your body and knowing the right lines, the right angles, what to accentuate for your body. A lot of us after COVID, our bodies have changed or are changing. Some of us gain, some of us are losing. Especially the woman's body, it's an art form in itself. And to have someone like Anna, who is a master of helping you flatter your figure. And when our bodies are flattered and we feel good about them, our confidence, that helps us raise our confidence, and it helps us just realize our full potential and our full purpose of where we should be and what we should be doing. So this is a place that you do not want to walk past or breeze past or just glance in the window. You have to really go in and really appreciate what Anna's place has to offer. And I can't even fully explain that it's an experience when you meet Anna, and you'll know and understand why she's had the longevity that she's had. There's a lot of entrepreneurs that come and go, and you quickly realize that being an entrepreneur, being a small business or just a grassroots business is not easy. So you will understand and know and give respect to someone that has been doing it for 23 years, and specifically 21 years in the Cobb Galleria, and in the whole time being completely true to her vision. So I know I hadn't recorded a session in a while, but as you can see, I had a lot to say, a lot to update you on, a lot to make you aware of. It's all a part of the Espresso brand or umbrella being Technology Espresso, which is the consulting and software development and project management arm of what we do. Espresso Books is my personal endeavor, writing books related to STEM for children. And now offshoot of that is our Espresso Bookstore. So we're all still under the same brand and the same vein of helping people, big or small, whether it's from the cradle all the way to the corporate C-suite. This is what we do. This is our passion. And we thank you for being a part of whatever part of that journey. We are so excited about the new friends that we are making. Please stop by the Cobb Galleria to hear more and to talk to me in or to share what your journey and where your journey is taking you. And maybe we can trade some stories and advice. If there's any way that I can help even new authors who are trying to write and get their books published, happy to share that with you in upcoming episodes as well. That's been a big question that of the people that have stopped in the store who want to know how this journey all plays out. So stay tuned, continue to listen. And again, thank you for your support. This is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman, and also on behalf of my husband, David Blackman, thank you for your continued friendship, support, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye. And God bless.